Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to episode 19 of Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, in which our heroes leave this digital wonderland and make some drastic changes to their mortal form. Previously?
I leave Mickey and Muckmouth to their own sort of, you know, things, and I go towards a swine man. And it's a dreamscape, so I can be anything.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Oh, no.
Imagine a zip starting at my forehead.
That's a night.
Zipping it down to like a blind, almost like a blinding white light. And then just out appears like a version of Splinterhoof that they can relate to.
Yeah, I'm super sorry about that. Completely, we're struggling to track down Darius. We have some idea of where he might be. People seen him, but look, we can sort this. He's full of all the other people who were in the bus, I'm assuming.
Yeah, there was like...
Because we've had this a couple of times. Six. Throw up. And as you throw up, you see Muckmouth slide out of your body and slam into a wall. She's like, what the fuck is this? You look out and you're like, damn, this is like Tron. And then it clicks in your head. This individual has the same lumpy potato-shaped proportions as Jackson. His head is a large vid screen. On the vid screen is like a pixelated Jackson face.
Hi, I'm an ape. I would like an Adidas 3-stripe tracksuit complete set, please.
So, Jello, so we go to Battle Zone 66. You watch this match, and then we just keep going to the back.
Yeah? It's kind of an official entrance, so...
Yeah.
The Jackson stands out from the crowd.
Do I notice him, or does also Joel?
Only also Joel. But you can point... Oh!
That piece of shit.
You can point it out if you want.
Point it.
How far away is he?
He's quite a distance. He can try and throw something.
Not close. How far is he?
He's about, like, maybe, like, 30 meters away.
That's fine.
40 meters, something like that.
30 or 40 meters, because that's a difference.
Well, I'll say 35.
Because, again, we can't startle him, because he'll just turn himself off.
Mm.
Yeah, but, do you know, we'll probably won't turn himself off if we get blowgunned.
Hey.
He'll be, in a daze, but...
won't turn himself off.
He'll be too fucked. I remember, because I'm an ape, and I got blow-darted, and I was like, what's going on?
That's true.
And I'm an ape.
What are you? You going to try and blow dart him?
Yep, I'm going to use the Vaughn blowgun.
Okay. You're going to suffer some hefty penalties here because he's in a crowd? You might just hit someone else? Okay. You hit highs or lows?
Highs.
You're okay. You see what looks like just a parent wheeling a neon cradle. What the fuck?
Is the pram?
Word? Pram. Ah, pram. Just... in the back of the head, knocked to the ground. She gets up on her hands and feet and is like, what is going on? You get a couple more shots.
I'll take another one.
It's another hit, highs or lows.
Highs.
Okay. This one in the back, you see, like, maybe the Jackson, the vid screen Jackson turns around to be like, what the fuck? And poof, it hits him square in the chest, drops to his knees, and you can see the body is, like, just kind of moving very, like, kind of, like, rolling, not rolling around, like in a daze. The body is in a daze, but the vid screen face, the sort of pixelated Jackson face, it just kind of looks like it's looking around in a panic. The body falls to its knees.
Let's go over there. Get him. Get him. Let's get him good.
You make your way through the crowd and you find, like, the body is limp and kind of, like, out of it, and the vid screen face, just it's kind of, like, darting around the screen.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, no. Oh, no.
We approach it.
Jules.
So you're alive in some sense?
Fuck. It's like, you kind of, like, get the sense that it's trying to do something, but it's just not working. What? Fancy this. This is, yeah. What?
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing here?
God damn it. Nothing? What are you fellas? You gonna see the show?
If you turn yourself off, I'm gonna disconnect your head from your body.
You see him try one more time and then bring up the fist lazily into the glass screen. It just slams into the screen. It's like, ah!
Gonna hold his arms. Okay. Pin him down.
Okay. What's going on?
What's happening here, Jackson? And how are you still alive?
I'm not Jackson.
Yeah.
Fuck, you see, like, the face is moving around, the body's just, like, flailing in your arms. I'm not sure, this is a bit too quick for me. It's not really meant for, I was gonna, at the end, when you'd gone through the,
Okay, wait, I pop a pill. I'm gonna become Jackson.
Right, you pop a pill and immediately take over the body of Jackson. You're seeing, like, a kind of everything sort of has a blue sheen, almost like you're seeing out of the screen. And you feel your body is on a lot of drugs. It is hard to move.
That's all right.
What's the plan?
What now?
A classic. Eighth Joel move. Become a person, figure it out after that, I guess.
Well, I figure that based on the fact that people...
look around.
Yeah, look around. Is my face crowd. Jackson's face still, or is now there an ape on the screen?
It's still Jackson's face.
All right, so you are that. Because I was wondering if it's like a communication thing. Are you that? If he's in the control room somewhere,
actually, you're blind. The Jackson face is still like, that. What was that?
What was? Hang on.
That was odd. Things aren't.
No.
You look around and. Well, you can't look around, you're blind. You look around and you see what looks like police? Is somebody firing a blowgun around here?
Not at all. I try to convince them.
It's cocked. Ah, yeah, you do. They're like, okay. Everyone be cool.
Everyone's real cool. All right, Jackson.
Uh-huh.
So you're still Jackson?
Yep.
I look at our walking friend.
What the fuck is...
That's real strange.
I only control his body and not his head.
The Jackson wrenches a hand out from that you've got, like, you've got his hands held, yeah?
Yeah.
Wrenches one out and tries to Oh, no, you've got his body, don't you?
Yeah.
Fuck, I forgot. Damn. No, you did get knocked out from the blowgun, so, like, eventually that body will just be useless. It's getting there.
Oh, no. How am I going to turn back? Oh, wait, no, it's okay. I forgot that turning back isn't also taking a pill. We're fine.
Yeah, you're fine. You can end it whenever you want.
Yeah, whenever I want. If I die, who cares? Yes.
Eventually, the body just goes limp.
You're like, I'll probably come back.
You're in a husk. You're not dead, but you're just like, well, can't do shit anymore.
All right, so to Jack. So where are you right now?
Look, this is all a bit premature, but just...
What do you mean by premature? What are you...
Fellas,
what?
Yeah, fellas. Yeah.
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back in your body.
All right. I tried something, it didn't work. I'll be honest with you, Jackson. But So
I noticed something weird happened in my body.
By premature, you have a big announcement for us, don't you?
No.
A big event.
Not a,
well, you're a man for spectacle, I remember. I may be an ape, but an ape never forgets.
I kind of glance back at the Nans and glance at you. You're doing?
You haven't got them all.
There's one more.
Where's the final one, Jackson?
She's going to go and secure it, but...
Go and secure it. Where is it, Jackson?
I would gesture. But my arms don't work.
You can gesture with your eyes.
You can see the like pixelated head just moves to the side of the screen, seemingly gesturing towards Battlezone 66.
So you want us to go to Battlezone 66?
I just want you to get the Nans. Got to get in that spire. Am I right, boys? Got to bring the wasteland back. It's gross.
Got to spire, you spire.
Where the seeds are.
Seeds?
That's the thing. You got to get the seeds, bring the wasteland back. That's the whole point.
Is this new information? Or do we know this?
You know this.
It's been
what Muckmouth explained to you.
Yeah,
no, it's actually what you explained to Muckmouth.
That's right. It's been a while since we entered that whaling facility.
No, we don't know about the spire.
No, you just know
we
that
just
there
know
are
the
seeds.
The Nans
will unlock the seeds. Finally.
Yeah.
While you're having this conversation, like, wait, is this new information? You hear a pew, you turn back, the screen is off.
Piece of shit.
Hmm.
Just like drop it like a TV off a balcony.
It smashes on the ground. The cop's like, hey.
Yeah?
Did you just kill a fella?
Nah.
Australian, you just kill a fella?
Look, point, it's TV man.
Okay. All right.
When's hard rubbish?
I don't know. They say stuff to each other in Dutch and then leave.
All right. I guess.
Well, janitor will clean.
I'm going to go to Battlezone and get this Nan. Don't like that we're doing Jackson's bidding. Something's sus.
You walk.
Fuck it. Just go home. Enjoy the wasteland.
Fuck it. That's not too bad.
We kind of thrive, to be honest.
Water's hard to come by, and there's a lot of Draculas. Other than that, whatever.
Yeah,
You do not have to go into Battlezone 66. It's a fantasy open world adventure. It's up to you.
That's true.
Jaloop is sort of like, so what the fuck was that?
Well, Jaloop, we need to rescue 4 Nans. Here's 3. Once we get the 4th, we'll be able to restore the wasteland back to its original health.
Mm-hmm. Or we could just like not. But then
just kill a Nan.
Do you still want me to take you out of the group?
Yes, please, Jaloop. Yeah. Please.
Oh, let's go to the battle zone. Let's get this Nan.
Yeah.
Let's just see where this goes.
Yeah.
Just test the waters.
Yeah.
You can always turn back. You head into the sort of main entrance to the arena and you shuffle through sort of like the outer corridors till eventually you find some stairs and you walk up and you find yourself in the stands of a very large arena. In the middle of the arena, you can see 2 colossal robots, mechs more than robots. One is clearly modeled after a giant crocodile, like a crocodile man, and the other just looks almost like a wasteland Optimus Prime. They seem inactive at the moment and as the crowds pour in. Also, Joel, you notice that the Optimus Prime-looking robot, the one you assume must be Machino, has what looks like a cage on the front of its face, within which it's actually empty. But you're like, that's where the Nan was meant to go.
We interrupted our own...
The Nan's probably somewhere.
Fuck.
That would have probably been easier than looking for it, to be honest.
Yeah.
You can just search for the Nan. That's fine.
I like go towards the 3 Nans and just like, you reckon, can you guys sense the other Nans? Just a thumbs up, thumbs down.
The Nans just stay silent, following you like a mother duck.
All right.
In many ways, these Nans are just in your inventory.
All right.
So it's the final Steve, right?
That was it.
Huh?
So is the final Steve,
that's
really
true. I mean, they just follow you around and do stuff if you require it of them. But there are a lot of them.
If I was a final Nan,
I reckon we check Mechano's...
He's got like a
dressing room.
Yeah, like an equivalent dressing room.
All right, let's do that.
Ready?
And we already said we're part of his posse, so we should be sweet.
Dressed in your Adidas clothes. You
go to jail based on that role.
You are all right, Ape Joy. You're like, I don't know where the fuck, are we? What the
fuck is this? Fucking bullshit.
Ape Joel, stadium? You, like, take, go back down the stairs, back into the outer corridors. You eventually find, like, a little staff-only section and enter the employee-only area of the Battlezone 66. After a bit of searching, you come across a, it's not like a dressing room, but it's like a door, and above it, it's got Meccano written, like, in letters. As most things are.
Written letters.
That's There's a techno boy out the front, quite a tough-looking one. He's like, well, can I help you?
Yeah, we're part of Meccano's crew. We just need to get backstage.
He's like, don't think so, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember. I know his crew. One of them's not a gorilla. Huh.
But I'm sure if, like, maybe...
Swine man.
Have you taken, I don't know, your pills today? I look at Dusha.
I'm just, like, gazing at... Like, just gazing at this. What? Huh? Oh, right. Yeah. Of course. And then I just take a pill.
All right. You in his body, staring at your ape body as it walks in the corridor.
I open the door, like, call me in, the fellas.
Like, Ape Joel, there's no one here.
No. Call me in. I need to practice just in case I speak to another one.
I'm starting to see what Muckmouth sees. Yeah. Just open the door and off we go. In we go.
You enter into what is really like it's like a combination between a dressing room and also like a pit stop. There's a lot of machinery around. It's completely deserted, as well as sort of like a small kind of cracked mirror makeup. Pretty much just like a hybrid between the two. You're going to search for a nan?
Yep. Any nans around?
Huh?
Nan.
Oh.
Nan, got some ball candy.
Also, Joel, like, as you're searching, it's not too hard to find. You're, like, looking around and you see just, like, a large wooden crate.
Ah.
It's got Nan stamped on the front.
Like, look under chairs, under the bed, behind the big fucking...
The Nan crate.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're cracking it open with your sword, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
You crack it open and in there amongst packing peanuts is a fourth Nan.
Ah,
she's
finally.
Unconscious, as the nans often are when we first get them.
Hoist her over my shoulder. Ready? Sick.
Cool. Walk out. You got your fourth nan?
Yep. I'm going to stay in Tough Boy's body.
Okay.
Just in case.
I don't...
As you go to walk
no,
out...
No, because...
I'm going to drag fucking an ape and a nan.
Nah, just get the swine men to drag
as
my
you
body.
Go to
swine
walk men. Out.
Yep.
You can see a group of techno boys. Are running. They look really panicked. Techno boys and girls running down the corridor. They come up to you and they're like, are you ready? You ready to...
Of course, you go ahead. We'll be right there.
Us? No, it's...
Yeah, we know. Go ahead.
What? The posse?
Yeah, we're the posse.
You're the posse?
Yes.
You're Meccano's posse?
Yes.
All right. See. Excellent. Okay, well, we're about to begin.
Cool. Can you just go... Give us 10.
Give you 10. Okay.
Give us 10.
But... all right. Give okay, we'll give you 10. We'll give you 10. All right. You're heading back into the dressing room /
No. We're leaving.
Okay. Where are you going?
I just got to pick up a couple of things. All right. We'll be back. It's fine.
It's gone. I lost that dice. He's like, no, we've got to start now. We've stalled enough.
Motherfuckers.
Can you just fight them? Or just
how many
go?
Is there?
There's about maybe 6 of them. Fine. They seem like officials.
Fine.
They've all got like Battlezone 66 leather jackets.
Wait, no, I'm the...
Yeah.
I'm the bouncer.
Fine. I put the nan with the other nans. All right. What are we... Yep, it's fine. Fine.
No, fellas. You let them go. I spoke to them. They're very nice.
Let them go where?
To the shop.
Brunos, what are you talking about?
Look
this
at
this. This is the posse.
Yeah, but look at the big fella. He on the floor. He bloody having a shit. What?
They're like, okay, well, he doesn't have to go.
No. They need to take him to get the medicine.
Defender wins. They're like, look, mate, if we don't get anybody, the posse in Meccano now, who's going to pilot them?
Why don't you? I pipe up.
Me? Oh, Brunos.
No, those guys. Look, take Brunos and you lot.
That's a 20 and a 1. They're like, do you think we could do it?
Of course, especially with Brunos' help.
I will come and help you, fellas. Let's go.
And once again, Ape Joel does the mission in someone else's brain.
You enter into the dressing room and they open an as of yet unnoticed door. And it enters, it opens into like a small, almost like in a coliseum, you know, where they have like the entrance into the arena. They take you there and to the back of the clearly inactive Meccano. You can see on the other side a similar looking posse, all wearing tracksuits and getting into Crocodillo.
Okay, sick.
They're like, Bruno, he said you were going to...
Yes, 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 of course. Okay. Just show me how to open it.
Oh, that's fair. You're only a guard. You wouldn't know.
We chuff off, dragging Ape Joel's body.
Yeah.
Where are you going to?
To the exit.
Jaloop's like, are you going to the exit?
Yeah.
Okay. He starts leading. It's not hard to get to. You exit the arena. You go around the other side into like the sort of like the end of the grid. You are, they open like a small hatch and there's a ladder for you to climb inside Meccano.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
To the head where there's a... sort of control panel.
I do that.
They seem to go into other smaller control panels around the body.
Yeah, good.
Okay. In the head, you hear an announcer. You're in the head. You kind of got like 1,000 different buttons and levers in front of you. And you hear an announcer be like,
"Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Battlezone 66, Battle of Tonight. We've got the Meccano."
He pauses.
I just, both palms on the keyboard, just like.
You slam both palms down and you see like there's kind of like a visor almost, and you've got like a 360 view of the of the arena. You see as one of your arms just detaches and lands on the ground, like
perfect.
The announcer's like
okay, and hello.
You see the crocodile mech stand up and like wring its fists for the like shake like a, I don't know what the fuck you call this action. Basically, it
like eggs on the crowd.
Yeah, eggs on the crowd. It seems like it's ready to fight.
It does like
kind
of, yeah,
like a pro wrestler, like, you know, like I'm so great.
Yeah,
look,
like grabs
me.
Its palms together and sort of shakes them on either side of its head.
For some reason, I associate that movement with winning Mario Kart.
Yeah, it's a hard movement to describe.
Yeah,
this bad boy.
This bad boy. Yeah, bad boy.
Anyway. The announcer is like,
"Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. The battle begins in 3, 2, 1,
The crocodilo. I'm just going to roll initiative for you.
I did toy with the idea of turning, going straight back into my body the moment it said one, and just.
You just hear like a. But no, instead. You're like, the moment that, like, boom, maybe it spooks your little ape brain because you're like, oh, what? Crocodillo just runs at you, rugby tackles you. Or, but you like, maybe you just slam your fist down on the right button, coincidentally, and the legs lock into place. You don't know how to unlock them, but it hasn't moved you. Your turn. Crocodillo has you around the waist, but it's like, yeah, he's just pushing against you.
I use my knowledge of real steel and start piloting this mech, I guess.
Once again, you bring your fist down. Highs or lows?
Lows.
You're not quite sure what happened because you don't have quite that good a view. But you just feel the whole mech start to tilt to the left. You hear like a poof, like sort of when your arm fell off. You're fairly sure you just lost your left leg. Crocodillo immediately lets go of you so he doesn't get dragged down. But instead is just dragged down with you. He's beneath you.
Is it like wrestling? Am I
pinning
him?
Yeah, you're basically pinning him.
Do I win?
No, you've got to destroy him. It's a battle. The commentator the whole time is like,
a risky move by Meccano. To get rid of his leg and use the weight to pull himself down on Crocodillo, I guess. Crocodillo seems pinned. I suppose Meccano can provide a finishing blow.
Seems like that.
Well, I try and figure out how to do a finishing blow, I guess.
Fuck. Okay. You like slam your fists down because again. I mean, one, the dials and like switches are far too delicate for your meaty ape fingers.
I'm not an ape.
You're not. Anyway, still, you.
I'm a big fella.
You're confused.
Yeah.
You flick a couple of switches, and your one remaining arm comes up and just brings itself down, similar to your regular ape slam.
Oh, good.
Into the head of Crocodillo. Whoa, you. He's got like a long snout. Your fist just brings the snout down to a short snout. Like, presses it accordion style into Crocodillo's head.
Does it make an accordion sound?
It makes like a hideous sound.
Music to my ears.
Or Crocodillo deftly, the moment you hit, like slides out from underneath you.
Oh,
and he's sort
I'm
of
fucked.
Standing behind you, but that's its move. You're up. You're just like on the ground. Face first.
Try and grab his leg, I guess. I guess I can only do what I've been doing.
You can only try and get up.
Just slam the keys again, I guess.
You like just start flailing. One arm moving and one leg moving, just sort of hopping in space. The commentator's like,
don't know if this is a technical issue or what, but another exciting day at the Battlezone 66.
Crocodillo brings its fist down on the back of your of Meccano. You can feel and see like electricity surge. There's like lights blinking. You think something's gone wrong, but you have no idea what. Try and get up again.
Yeah, just hit the keys again. See what happens.
Or this time you hit the you. It's not quite as noticeable this time, but you hear the unmistakable, the becoming familiar sound of ksh, dong. You don't know what you lost because you're just laying on your face. Crocodillo trips. You're like, you just hear like a, ooh, and you're still on your face. You don't know what happened. And
can I hear the commentator?
The commentator's like,
yeah, true. And the crocodillo, imitating maybe, Meccano, is also folded on his back so that his feet are at Meccano's feet. But truly an exciting fight, ladies and gentlemen.
Trying to get up again?
Do I know if it's my arm, if I have an arm or legs left?
You climb down the ladder. You can see that there is one leg remaining.
So I've got one leg and no arms now.
One leg and no arms. That's what you're rocking.
Yeah, well, I climb back up and I'll have another crack.
All right. You manage to flip yourself onto your back. Just... Use the leg to, like, shift yourself around. Yeah, you're facing the sky.
That's all right.
A crocodillo gets up, but that's his turn.
Try and kick him, I guess. Trip him over again.
All right. You see, like, maybe you can just see his... kind of like running toward you, his crocodile body. You put your foot in the middle of his chest and he stops, but he's not done. Crocodillo grabs your foot and with a just tears it off. You're just a torso and a head.
I'll be right.
Fine,
mate.
What would you like to do?
Press buttons, see what happens. See, maybe there's a button to get my legs and arms to come back.
Okay, you just keep pressing buttons. I don't, at one point, like, water sprays out the front of your chest. Doesn't do much. Another point, you hear, like, that cute sound, like, that would normally happen when an arm fell off, but all your limbs are gone. Crocodillo brings your leg down onto your head. Oh, dear me. With an almighty... The sound of an explosion echoes through the arena. You outside, as you're led to a sister version of the sort of place that you entered the grid, you see behind you as fire and smoke erupt from inside the arena. And suddenly, Ape Joel, with like a, you're back in your ape body.
I give you a thumbs up with my one hand that I can control.
I did good.
Yeah.
Good. Jaloop leads you... to this sister version. It seems like a lot more covert.
That was very reminiscent of the first mission I did by myself without any idea of what I was doing, where we don't know what was meant to happen.
Not.
Who knows?
What was that Slime Man machine for? Who knows? I'll never know.
Exactly. But you got what, you had a look.
What? What's Battlezone 66's purpose? Doesn't matter.
You were going to walk out when he was like, one and go.
That would have been amazing. But you had a fight where you lost all your limbs.
And who's a real winner? The exactly. winner or the man who lost all their arms and legs?
The winner or the man who condemned six innocent techno boys and girls to death?
Imagine the first one, who I'm assuming was in one of the arms. What is happening?
Balls being like, what? What? Onto the ground, scrabbling to get away.
Well, I guess they survive.
I guess, well, yeah, actually, they're probably fine.
It's probably just one. If there's one in every...
The one in the chest is probably dead.
Yeah.
Or this couple in the chest. It's anyway.
I only killed three people.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Can we just get those Nans, the four of them, and kind of make that the GQ code? Is that what it is?
The
QR.
QR.
There we
GQ.
Go.
The
GQ.
Magazine.
Sure.
I want to look fancy.
Okay, so you're going to try and arrange the Nans?
Into the Clio design.
Oh, boy. It's hard to balance Nans on Nans. You struggle, but you're...
Nans, lie down.
The Nans lie down, all right.
Sick.
You manage to connect the Nans. You shift them around, maybe get them to bend their legs in such a way that the QR code creates a... or the symbols on their back create a full QR code. You can't decipher it now, but you're like, there it is.
Awesome. All right. That was good. Remember this position, ladies.
They all know it. For the first time, it seems like the Nans have heard you. They've responded to something you've said.
Huh.
Jolup leads you, like I said, to this other small shed. There's a similar platform like the one you entered before. Jolup kind of goes up. You seem to have like a small hushed conversation with the techno boys and girls there. And after a while, they come out and they gesture for you to...
Oh, sick. Quick question. What happens to our bodies on the other end? Like, what's the process here?
Jolup's like, it's probably best. Do you really want to know?
Like, I'm just curious.
They're vaporized.
Yeah.
And then you come to here.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you're sort of digital information.
Yeah.
Then you get rebuilt almost on the other side because teleportation is impossible.
So we're dead.
Your bodies are. But you'll get new ones.
The same ones or new ones?
New ones.
Oh, shit.
No. I mean, like, we got your information. So
can. So I got this boy in my head. Mickey.
Yeah.
Also Joel and the boy in his head, Mickey.
Ah. More like a fully grown man.
Okay.
Like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you must have heard. Darius, he fucked up.
But did you get rid of him in the centrifuge?
No, because he's a bus man.
Ah.
You remember that ailment that turns people into vehicles? We lost a wonderful, our black daughter. She's a yellow moped at the moment. This happened to Mickey.
Okay.
And he's a car.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if you have like a body that can go into that's not a car.
Okay, here's what I can do for you.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not perfect, but this is probably the best you're going to get.
Yeah.
So because you're not separate individuals,
mm-hmm.
okay, there's no way I can split you into two people.
Okay.
However.
Yeah.
We can make you a conjoined twin. Then on the other side, you can separate yourselves.
How about, can you just be in my head?
Okay.
So.
I mean, that's what will happen. When you pop out on the other side and your body is rebuilt, you will still have him in your brain.
All right. That'll be fine. I guess. I just don't want to deal with the conjoined twin. That just seems gross.
Well, we can just cut it off.
Like, is that not good thing?
I don't.
Has it ever happened before?
A man and his dog came through once. And we had to make him a body that had a dog on the front so we could cut the dog off.
And they both survived,
all right? Yeah, they were fine.
All right. Yeah, let's... Yeah, okay. Let's do that then. Mickey, you cool with that?
Mickey's like a body of any kind would be lovely.
Yeah.
What about a boss bod?
No. I don't want to go back to not feeling.
Yeah, let's... All right. You can join twin. We'll just...
Okay. So one at a time, they lead you toward the platform. I'm assuming you're going one at a time,
uh-huh.
so as not to cause any more.
Not everyone.
Everyone on at once. Everyone's going to be muck mouth.
I make a joke to kind of run. Like,
please, this is very serious.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
You all go through. Maybe Ape Joy, you're the first.
Mm.
You feel that same sensation you felt when you entered the grid.
As Darius. Wait. No, that's fine. I probably wouldn't have caused any. I was like, huh, I wonder if my met. No, it's fine. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm more worried that I'm going to come back as Darius because my brain was not in my body when I left.
Oh, no. Fair. You'll be right. You materialize on the other side and you're in a sort of like a larger version of the shed you entered through. This one seems like it's got sort of like a lot more rooms. There's a lot more techno boys and girls. Sort of moving around and working here. They shuffle you off, usher you aside into like a sort of waiting room.
Yeah.
Very slowly, one after the other, all of the members of your motley crew enter the stand on the platform and are brought back into the real world until eventually, also Joel, they come to you and they're like, okay, so Jaloop's like, look, had a chat to them, okay, and we can do it. And look, because we're creating a new one, is there anything you want us to add? Can you give us a description of Mickey?
I kind of give a description of Mickey. Okay. With Mickey's help.
Yeah, good.
Like red hair, I remember.
Okay.
Irish built.
Rightio. So, oh boy. So you give them a rough description. Anything else?
Just Mickey, do you have anything to include?
He's like, no, I'm happy with that. If I just get my body back, I'd be a happy boy.
Yeah, that.
Okay. You very slowly step onto the grid. You see a fella chucking some details, press some buttons, and then you feel your body.
Can you make me like 20 years younger as well?
Okay.
Oh, sick.
The fella enters the code, enters stuff into the console. You feel your body tingle. You eyes shut for a moment, and then when you open them, you're standing on the other side, and immediately next to you, you notice just thick red fur. You turn, and conjoined to your body is like a giant Sasquatch version of Mickey. There is a horror in his eyes.
Well,
why? You got a one describing Mickey.
Well, you got
what is this?
Well, you got a body, Mickey.
He's like almost the size of ape, Joel.
Oh, that's good. Ape friends.
Well, I'm sorry.
You're younger as well. Like, you're 20 years younger. You're full of vim. You're feeling good.
Ugh.
What new and exciting changes would the Joels make to their bodies? Find out next time on Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.